And welcome back to Hour 3 this morning, this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. You're listening to Rosie on the House, an Arizona listening tradition for 26 years. We're here every Saturday morning to win your confidence and become your best friend. If you own a home or want to own a home, we want to help you melt away any homeowner anxiety you might have, tackle any project you're considering tackling, any place in, out, and about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And this morning, we're putting on the ho-ho-ho holiday spirit. We finished the electrical hour and didn't have one single listener electrocuted, harmed, or shocked, so we were very proud about that. We've brought in a guest we've never had on air before in this particular hour. It's Pat Jones, the manager of store number 18 of the Rockler Woodworking and Hardware Store. And Pat, I know you didn't know it at the time, but I'm just tickled to death. The only store in Arizona y'all have opened up just four blocks from my house. I really appreciate that.
No problem at all.
Pat, tell us a little bit about the Rockler Woodworking story.
Sure. Rockler started about 55 years ago. It was actually a mail order company that started in Minnesota by Norty Rockler, who, by the way, has a winter home here in Phoenix.
Oh, good.
But it started as a mail order company, basically servicing woodworkers and such. And several years after that, they went into a kind of dip their toes into the water to try out the retail environment and started opening stores. There's about 29 company-owned retail stores around the country. So there's not a whole lot, actually. But we're one of 29, the only Rockler store here in Phoenix. We've been here about 16 years. We're located on North Phoenix area.
You've been in Phoenix for 16 years?
Yes, we have, yeah.
Not at Tatum and Thunderbird.
Yeah, actually, we moved about a half block west of the original site about 6 years ago. But yeah, we've been here that long. I think we're kind of a well-kept secret.
Holy cow. I never knew y'all were there till you got to your current location. It caught my eye. I'll be darned.
And is Rockler do you have your own products you make, your own machines, your tools, or do you sell other machine shop?
Actually, a real nice blend of all of the above. I mean, we actually do have a great line of products that we make ourselves, and a lot of it is real innovative stuff that you simply don't find anyplace else. We have, particularly in the area of shop jigs and aids, things like that. We have just a great line of tools like that. And then we have a line of tools that are, you know, made specifically for us. And of course, we carry things that, you know, from tool manufacturers like Jet, Powermatic, Laguna, DeWalt, you know, just about any of the tools that you'd see in a, you know, woodworker might want. We're going to carry it.
Now, listen, for all of you that don't live in my neighborhood right around Tatum and Thunderbird in North Phoenix, don't be discouraged and don't tune out, because anything we talk about available at the store is available on really a pretty cool website. If you're at home listening to us, go ahead and log on to rockler.com and you can kind of take a look at some of the things that are available there. If you're out there driving around in the car running errands, just remember rockler.com, rockler.com.
And you were also mentioning that you could get your Rockler products at Woodworker Source, which has a location on I-17, a location in Tempe. I don't remember what road that's on, but I have been in that one.
Yeah, I believe that's the Elliott Roads location,
and
sure.
And then there's a Woodworker Source in Tucson as well that sells Rockler products.
Correct, yeah. They carry a number, not quite the selection we do. They carry a few of our products, as well as a great selection of lumber and other materials, too. Real nice stores.
Here with Pat Jones, store manager of store number 18. And I've been challenging people all week long to stop and consider taking a look at y'all's store, taking a look at your store online, and try and tackle one of these projects to create a gift of a lifetime. I stumped the entire staff last hour by asking them, tell me one gift you got for Christmas 3 years ago.
Probably weren't able to think of who me, were they? Well, I'm trying to think myself. I don't know if I would have come up with
once
one.
Once we went off air, the electrician said he got a fruitcake. Yeah, you always remember that, right? You always remember that. But Mike Reesh, our broadcast engineer, was talking about, you know what? I received a gift his grandfather made. What was the tradition, Mike?
Yeah, every single grandkid, what the boys would get, it's basically, I don't know, I would say it's about 18 inches around. It was an octagon, and he put a mirror in the top half, and then on the bottom half was like a tie rack. So every single kid that was a grandson, you'd go out of their bedroom, and on the way out, you'd see that mirror. And I still have mine. My brother still has his. I know my cousin still has his, and we're all late 30s at this point.
All right. So Arizona homeowners, we're raising the challenge here this morning to spend an hour here with us and get challenged, enthused, and excited about trying to create something with your own hands that will create that kind of a memory. It doesn't need, you don't need to build a grand piano, right, Pat?
No, absolutely not. I was thinking about the show and everything about my kids. They're both in their 20s now, and my two daughters are. And several years ago, I decided for whatever reason just to knock out a couple of little toy toolboxes, and you know, the kind of the old traditional toolbox with the open top and everything, and it really was nothing more than just a way to kill an afternoon, but I did it with them and everything. And to this day, they talk about those toolboxes, and it always brings back really nice memories.
And you don't need to spend a fortune on tools anymore. And there's so many things that come kit assembly. You know, they're already pre-cut, so now you're just working with some hand tools, some glue, maybe a hammer and nails to tight fit it, some staining products. You don't need to think, okay, well, I've got to get this for my shop and that for my shop, and I've got to go get a spinning table.
Absolutely, yeah. There's all sorts of things that, you know, and that's really one of the things we try to do when somebody comes into the store is find out where they're at in their, in, you know, their level or comfort with doing things of that type, and then try to match the right approach, the right kits, the right materials that work best for them.
Well, let's talk about some of the very easier things that they could pick up and get started. As you're walking through the Rockler aisles or perusing the website, what are some of the things, if I just wanted to try it the first time, what would be some of the products you'd recommend?
Probably one of the easiest things that I think has the potential of being something that might mean something within the family down the road is something as simple as a clock kit. Maybe you found a piece of wood, you know, out in the desert somewhere, or you've just got a really nice piece of wood and you want to mount a clock into a frame or into an attractive piece of material like wood, like I say, and you could do that. It's really a matter of drilling a hole and securing it and putting some finish on it, and you've got a nice keepsake and memento just there.
I was toying with the idea of taking that same clock kit and mounting it to a piece of flagstone.
Mm-hmm.
No reason you couldn't do a nice clock face on a piece of flagstone. And
absolutely. That would be a great application.
Another great idea would be to run down to Porter Barnwood and find a cool piece of wood there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you familiar with Porter?
Yes, I sure am. Yeah. Yep.
Mesquite, alligator juniper, some Johnny Cash wood. You could find something really cool.
Yeah, I guess they took down Johnny Cash's wood fence around his house, and they've got the wood there.
Oh, I wasn't aware. That's cool.
So these clock kits are something that the amateur, the novice, the beginner, could. It's as simple as drilling a hole, mounting it to the back, whatever it is you want the clock face to show.
Absolutely, and there are some other simple kit type things like that. We've got, for example, just a simple bread slicing knife, and then there's plans that go along with it, and with a handsaw, maybe a coping saw, and a little bit of sandpaper, you can create a wood handled bread knife that would be something that could be used every holiday for slicing, you know, the homemade bread. Is another simple idea. We've got xylophone kits that are great
Watch
for kids.
Out.
Okay. They're great for the grandparent to make for their grandchild, and they only have to insist that they take them home. Just a little bit of payback to the parents.
Isn't that the truth? You know, one of the gifts that I made for my family members was in our house, we have a big family, so we have a very large kitchen island. It's about 12 feet long and it's about 5 feet wide. And it dominates the entire kitchen. It fills the whole kitchen. But that's our breakfast eating bar. That's our food prep bar. That's our Sunday after church, you know, buffet line. That's everything. So when we put that big maple butcher block counter in, I was left with a lot of scraps from the inserts and stuff like that. And I just made big, giant oversized cutting boards for everybody. I just routed out a drip groove 3/4 of an inch in on three sides, and I just went to Rockler and I bought little pin-loaded feet that went in one side, so it had a slight slant to it, and it's big enough to put a whole turducken or a roast turkey on it. And those were the family still pulls those out at every holiday and says, "Man, these were one of the best gifts I ever got."
Sure, that's
easy.
Easy to do. Another one that a lot of people have come in and done. They've had had a section of countertop. They've cut it into a circle. They've mounted a Lazy Susan movement underneath there, and now they've got a Lazy Susan they can put on their table. Again, a very, very simple thing to do, but pretty cool.
It is cool. Go ahead. You sure? Some of the other things we've done is create little jewelry boxes. You've got kits for that. One of the other things you have is on your website, you have a place, free plans.
Yeah, we've got lots and lots of plans. Many times there are downloadable plans that come with the particular product that you may purchase. We have a number of plans. We've pretty much every month now we have a couple of free plans that we're giving out with, throughout the course of the month. We have lots of free demos too throughout every Saturday where we're showing these things and showing people how to use these things. And of course we have tons of books and magazines and everything that can give you
lots of great ideas. All right, we're talking with Pat Jones, store manager of Rockler Woodworking and Hardware in Scottsdale, the North Phoenix area, at Tatum and Thunderbird. They're available also on the web at rockler.com. Let us spend this hour stretching your imagination and emboldening your courage to try and create a gift to give away this year, as opposed to just buying some electronic piece of toy that will get forgotten in no time. More great ideas for stretching your budget and creating that gift that'll create a memory of a lifetime when we get back.